This is VOA News. For your remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived at the U.S. Air Base in Ramstein, Germany, Wednesday, where he is holding a virtual 20-nation ministerial meeting on the situation in Afghanistan alongside his German counterpart, Heiko Maas. Shortly after his arrival, and ahead of talks with the German foreign minister, Blinken met with staff in charge of evacuation operations at the base. Ramstein has become a major stopover hub for Afghan evacuees, with about 34,000 flown to the U.S. base for layovers. Some 22,000 evacuees have already left the base for the United States or other locations. A U.S. State Department official told the Associated Press news agency Ramstein is effectively serving as a pop-up international airport with all layers of security you would expect to find at such a facility, stressing the security procedures are robust. Before traveling to Germany for that ministerial meeting, Blinken stressed the United States and its Western allies are calling on the Taliban to follow through on its pledge to allow anyone with valid travel documents to leave Afghanistan if they choose to do so. That includes foreign nationals and Afghan citizens, as well as permitting flights currently ready to fly out of Afghanistan to agreed-upon onward destinations. The issue has been a focus since the United States withdrew from Afghanistan at the end of August, ending a two-decade military presence and a final effort to evacuate thousands of people from the country. Many people who wanted to leave Afghanistan were unable to do so before the U.S. withdrawal. You'll find more on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of Germany's Infectious Disease Control Agency warned the nation Wednesday the COVID-19 pandemic